the lovely Gavin James and say hello here on Beat 102, 103, while Donal O'Donoghue is hanging on the line from the RT Guide to chat to us this Sunday morning. Donal, I promise you I'm not going to talk about Fair City.
No, you've done it. You've just done it right there.
No, that's it. That's my last mention of Fair City. Okay.
Because
we've got some really meaty stuff to talk about in television tips this morning, don't we?
Yeah, I think some really good dramas and one amazing true life documentary.
Yes, Netflix are back with Netflix. Their Making the Murderer type documentary series.
It's the Keepers, and it's earlier this week. There was so much coverage of this show. It's absolutely. I know. I think you've seen the first episode.
I have, and I have to say, Donal, I was quite bored with it. But I think I was the same with Making a Murderer. Is that what that was called? Making a Murderer.
Making a Murderer. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like that with that as well. That whole setup episode is one that it's quite intricate. So it's quite boring to watch after a while. But you think I should stick with the Keepers?
The Keepers basically is probably. I'm not probably is, but. Very likely the best true life TV drama you will see this year. True life documentary, I should say.
Okay.
It's 7 60-minute episodes. I know you mentioned Making a Murderer, but in fact, it's much better. In fact, like where Making a Murderer has sort of a tabloid feel to it, this is actually much more clear-eyed, much more, it's about the victims of crime and those people left behind seeking answers. Just quick line about what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It follows the central story about in November 1969, a young nun, sister, Kathy Sesnick, went missing from her Baltimore apartment, and the following year her body was found on a frozen hillside very far from her home with her skull crushed in. Now from that day to now there's been no conclusive resolution to that crime. So a few years back Ryan White, the director of this series, started working in this thing. This is actually before Making a Murder became a success or became known about. He started working in this. He spoke to the local journalists, he spoke to the police, he spoke to key witnesses, and most crucially, he spoke to a group of 60-something former students of Sister Katie who had banded together to try and find out, basically get justice for this case, you know? And I know I said it's like, you know, like Making a Murderer, but it isn't, because it's actually about, it's a much bigger issue in some respects. It's about, in some ways, almost like the struggle between good and evil in the institution of the church, you know? And how certain stories are being kept from the light of day, you know? I know you've seen the first episode, but stick with it. I know people who've spoken to me about this who said they cannot... It's so riveting. They just can only watch one episode at a time because it's just so, I don't know if the word is disturbing or whatever, but it's just so engrossing, riveting, but compulsive. But also, it's going to move you every which way.
All right,
It's the Keepers.
It's on Netflix.
Watch episode two.
It's bingeable as it's all there. But as you said, a lot of people just watching it once and then going back to it the next day.
Yeah, because
to digest.
Dope. Absolutely, yeah. This is a show to watch.
Let's talk about another series that wasn't made for television as we know it. Wasn't made for terrestrial TV, but was made for a website in the States called Hulu.
Hulu, yes, right. Hulu,
I'm always mixing up its name.
That was April 2016. Hulu announced they were going to make a 10-part adaptation of The Handmaid's Tale, which is on Channel 4 tonight at 9 o'clock. And this is based on the Margaret Atwood story, which I haven't read.
I have, Donal. It's a great book.
Oh, yeah, I think we spoke with it. And it was subsequently made into a movie as well, actually, a number of years ago. But anyway, you know the story. It basically set in the near future where they need basically women to repopulate the planet because some of this sort of post-apocalypse.
That's it.
Post-apocalypse, get it out there.
You were treading on dangerous ground there.
I was. It's set in the near future instead of the place of Gilead. And it's basically, Elizabeth Moss plays the central character, the narrator of the story, Offred. And the first episode opens with her being chased by these unknown people with armed weapons, and she's carrying a child. So you think they're actually after the child, but they're actually after her, because she's a handmaid. She will be used for breeding purposes.
Mm-hmm. She will repopulate.
She's
the
been
Earth
used,
as they know it then.
She's been turned into what they call breeding stock.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in the first episode, she says, I don't know what I did to deserve this, you know. And Moss is such a great actress. I mean, you probably saw her in Mad Men and Top of the Lake.
Oh, she was brilliant in Top of the Lake. Yeah, great.
Which was shown in Cannes last week and again got rave reviews.
Oh, as in a second series
second
of it?
Second series, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely, yeah. It was just showed the first two episodes in Cannes at the festival last week, and it got really, really... Nicole Kidman's in the second season, by the way.
I heard, yeah, brilliant.
Really good. But no, Elizabeth Moss is so central to this Handmaid's Tale. And she's brilliant in it, actually. I think it's amazing. It's a 10-part adaptation.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. As you said, it starts tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 4. Last week on Netflix, I watched the original Fargo. I'd never seen it before.
Oh, the movie.
It looked really weird on our very fancy television because it's quite old, but it was brilliant. I loved it. But the new series of Fargo is also on Channel 4 this coming Wednesday.
At 10 o'clock,
How does this work differently? I've never seen Fargo, as in the television series.
Yeah, I had seen the movie when it came out in the cinema many moons ago, and had a sort of antipathy to watching it on TV. In fact, I didn't want to watch the series because I thought, you know, this isn't going to stand up, you know. Noah Hawley adapted it, with the help of the Coen brothers, by the way, for TV. So I did watch season one.
And you liked it?
With Billy Bob Thornton. Absolutely. It was Martin Freeman was in as well. And it was just amazing. Now, it takes, it's kind of, season one is kind of similar to the movie in some respects. You had the Martin Freeman playing this kind of dog's body who hires, without knowing it, a killer to solve his problems for him, you know. I thought season one was very good. I thought season two of Fargo, which came out last year, was even better than season one.
So the first season is quite based around the movie. Is that a remake of the movie?
No, but it has lots of nods and references and winks to the actual movie without actually being a remake as such of the movie. It's set in Minnesota. It's got the same, you know, the way they speak, the yaws and the ya betcha and that kind of stuff. And it's got the kind of the policemen, it's got the criminals, it's got the gangsters, and it's got the, you know, ordinary people's lives being tangled up in this web. Season two was even more complicated. It had a gang out of Kansas City, it had a local gang family, and had the police force all pitted against each other. And it also had a flying saucer, bizarrely, in season two.
Ooh.
Season three, which I've yet to see, has got Ewan McGregor playing two brothers.
Brilliant.
He plays two characters. He put on loads of pounds to play one of the characters, actually. One of them is called Emmett. He's a well-successful businessman. And the other brother, who's sort of down and out, is Stussy. And he feels that his better-off brother owes him something, you know?
This sounds like something I could watch without having to watch the other two seasons.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. In fact,
because I can't go back, Donal.
Absolutely, Orly. No one going back. Don't look back. You can watch any of those seasons independently because they exist in their own world, in their own universe.
So that is on Wednesday on Channel 4 again at 10 p.m. It's the new series of Fargo. Wow, that's lots of really meaty, which is unusual as we come into the summertime.
Indeed.
Lots of really meaty television to get your teeth into. It is The Handmaid's Tale tonight at 9 p.m. That new season of Fargo on Wednesday at 10 p.m. and then Netflix is where you'll find The Keepers. Did you watch the first episode of Twin Peaks?
I didn't.
It really freaked me out.
I haven't watched it.
It really scared me.
Did it scare you?
I watched it really late at night, foolishly.
Did you know what was going on?
I was playing solitaire at the same time. So I missed
that's
bits
weird.
Of it.
that's like something in a David Lynch screenplay.
That is like something that David Lynch would do. But I might just keep at it. But if I don't, I have Fargo and The Handmaid's Tale to watch out for as well. Donal, thanks a million.
Thanks, Donna.